Audio test for microphone number one between the Salem Red Sox and the Delmarva Shorebirds. Microphone number two test for the Salem Red Sox and the Delmarva Shorebirds. Hello, Salem Red Sox fans, and welcome inside the Salem Memorial Ballpark as Game 4 of the six-game series is set to get underway between the Delmarva Shorebirds and the Salem Red Sox. I said set to get underway, but 25 minutes later than we expected today. It will be a 7:30 p.m. first pitch from Salem Memorial Ballpark. Right now, we'll schedule to be our first pitch time, but they're still getting the field ready. The tarp was on for about up till 6:15, so players are now getting their full warm-ups in as we're slowly getting ready to play. It looks like we're going to get crushed with some rain in the area, but we are very fortunate to really not have significant rainfall here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. So the good news is we will play baseball tonight, but it will be 25 minutes past the time that we were scheduled to play. So 7:30 p.m., the Delmarva Shorebirds and the Salem Red Sox will play Game 4 of this six-game series. We'll talk to you then, hear from MILB.TV, and make sure to stay tuned on social media for any updates that go along the way for the rest of the night. Thank you very much, and we'll see you then. We welcome you inside the Salem Memorial Ballpark as Game 4 of the six-game series between the 30-30 Salem Red Sox and the 20-39 Delmarva Shorebirds is set to get underway. We had a little bit of a delay to get the field ready for tonight's action, but the amazing grounds crew that we have at Salem Memorial Ballpark was able to get the job done, and we are ready to roll on this Friday night. Let's get you the starting lineup today for the Delmarva Shorebirds as they look to bounce back with the win tonight. The second baseman, number 4, Luis Valdez, will lead off the order, followed by the shortstop, number 15, Frederick Benkosme. The designated hitter tonight bats third in the order for the Shorebirds. It's number 27, Noel Burt Romero. The left fielder, number 19, Treden Craig, returns to the cleanup spot as the third baseman, number 17, Isaac DeLeon, bats fifth. The center fielder number 26, Michael Deson, returns to the lineup and bats sixth, while the first baseman number 40, Roberto Martinez, bats seventh. The right fielder number 38, Steven Acevedo, goes eighth in the order. And then rounding it up, it's the catcher at number 32, Brian Hernandez, who bats ninth. Today getting the start on the mound for the Salem Red Sox, it's number 18, right-handed pitcher Hunter Dobbins, who makes his third start on the season for Salem. A 0-0 record overall with an ERA of a 7.94. He's pitched 5 2/3 innings of work, and he really hasn't found that groove just yet. 10 hits allowed, 5 earned runs allowed. He's walked 3 batters, he's struck out 2, and opponents hit 400 against the right-handed pitcher, who was the 8th round selection by the Boston Red Sox organization in the 2021 MLB Draft. Well, Valdez is coming up to the plate to talk or get ready for this game to get underway here on this Friday night. As the Salem Red Sox wearing their white uniforms with their white baseball jersey with the red lettering in the front and the back with their white baseball pants. And Dobbins steps in and fires. Valdez shows down bunt. It's a slow roll to Miller's side. He will not make the throw to first as Valdez gets safe on an infield single. 7:33 p.m. is our first pitch time here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and we already have our first base hit of the day. It's a Valdez infield single, and a runner is aboard. So just getting underway here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. We just mentioned the Red Sox wearing their white uniforms with the white baseball pants. Today, the Shorebirds are going with their light gray uniform as well, with the black lettering and numbering on the front and the back. Ben Cosme shows bunt, but pulls back on a pitch that catches the outside edge of the zone for the strike one call. So going with the gray jersey and the gray baseball pants are the Shorebirds. They got the black lettering in the front and the back of the uniform as well as the numbering as the 0-1 pitch goes outside for ball number one to even up the count. One ball and one strike. Also today the Shorebirds have that orange outline on their Shorebird's name across the front of the uniform, as well as a number in the front. Dobbins checking back in over on Valdez. He's unsuccessful as Cavadas did not lay down a tag. It's finally a really tolerable night here at the ballpark. 75 degrees Fahrenheit here at Salem. And as the 1-1 pitch is hit off, and it casts Paulino out towards right field for a base hit. Valdez stops at second. Ben Cosme has a single, two singles to get the game going for the Shorebirds here in the top of the first. So Valdez showed the bunt, got it down for the single. Ben Cosme goes to the more traditional route and rips one up the right side of the infield as it gets through. And with those back-to-back singles, we'll now see Noel Bert Romero, the designated hitter for the Shorebirds, come to the plate with a hopes for the Shorebirds to maybe get another early strike. They did so yesterday as they scored 2 runs in the top of the first inning as Romero takes the first pitch down the middle for strike number 1. The Salem Red Sox currently lead this series 2-1, bouncing back last night with the 8-5 win over the Shorebirds. And now 0-1 pitch from Dobbins. He went with off speed, but it missed just above the zone to even the count at 1-1. Tonight's umpires, we have Elliot Melton out on the base paths while behind the plate. It is Chaz Patterson. 1-1 count, nobody away in this scoreless game. Fastball from Dobbins catches the bottom inside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. Top of the first inning here at Salem, Virginia. A wonderful night of baseball. Had a little bit of drizzles coming through the area, but sunny skies now, with just some partly clouds here and there. A beautiful evening in Salem. 1-2 pitch, and Romero will hold as it goes low for ball number 2. Count will be even now from Hunter Dobbins versus Noel Bert Romero. Nobody away just yet here in the top of the first inning after Valdez and Ben Cosme got the game started with a pair of singles. 2-2 count. Dobbins looking for his first out of the day. This is hit up the middle. Backhand play by Paulino. He makes the throw over to Bonassi, and the throw over to first is not in time. So they're able to get the force out at second to get Frederick McCosme out. Luis Valdez gets to third, and Cavadas was unable to squeeze the ball at first base to get the 4-6-3 double play. So they'll settle for the fielder's choice Runners will be on the corners, but the Red Sox pick up the first out of the day. Excellent reaching play by Edison Paulino, who's out at second today for the Red Sox. And Brandon Bonazzi, the first shortstop that we've seen from Salem, get the start besides Marcelo Meyer this series. And he made a pretty good throw over to Gavadez at first. It took a hop on the way in, but it was almost on time. They get the double play. Trenton Craig to the plate. He takes the first pitch as it misses low and outside for ball number one. So a 1-0 count here to Craig. Pitch on the way, and he will hold as it goes upstairs for ball number two. Giving the Red Sox defense tonight, out in left field is Keir Meredith. Center field, it is Carson Simas. Right field, it's Eduardo Lopez. Tyler Miller at third base tonight. Brandon Bonazzi at shortstop. Edison Paulino at second. Nico Gavadez at first. Craig will pop up the 2-0 pitch down the right field line and will head into the seats to make the count go 2-1. Tonight's starting battery, it's Hunter Dobbins on the mound. We've already talked a bit about him today. Jose Garcia makes his second start of the series for the Red Sox as he's back behind the plate after taking the last two nights off. The runner goes from first as here's the throw. It is up in there, not in time as the tag was not there. Valdez comes off the double steal. He scores, and both runners are safe. It's a Shorebirds 1, it's the Red Sox 0 here in the top of the first. Well, it was a great takeoff by Romero, and Paulino thought he was able to get the tag down on the runner before he came in, but Valdez on a delayed steal from third base scored without any contest at the plate. The pitch was upstairs for ball three, so hitter's pitch coming up as time is called by Chas Patterson. Jose Garcia was the one who indicated for time. So 1-0 Delmarva, runner on second base for the Shorebirds, a 3-1 pitch coming up for Trenton Craig. Slight breeze going out towards left field today at the ballpark. So for the right-handed hitters, might be a good day for them today. Craig being a right-handed hitter. 3-1 pitch. He will take a hack on it and foul it down the first baseline over the netting. And the count will run full. Three balls and two strikes with one away. Delmarva for the second straight game is able to get some offense going in the top half of the first. They lead 1-0. 3-2 pitch. Craig will lift this up down the right field line, but that will get out of play by the Delmarva bullpen and will stay at three balls and two strikes. The season series this year between Salem and Delmarva has been in the favor of the Red Sox, winning 7 of the 9 contests between these two teams. 2-1 on the week, 5-1 up in Salisbury when these two teams met for a 6-game series in the middle of May. So here's the payoff pitch from Dobbins, and it goes inside for ball number 4, comes off the glove of Garcia, but doesn't roll far enough away from the catcher for Romero to take off to third. So the Shorebirds will have runners at first and second base, with Isaac De Leon coming up. So three of the first four batters are able to reach safely for Delmarva, and every batter eventually has gotten on base so far today. So a rough start here from the Red Sox starting pitcher in Dobbins, as the first pitch will go into the zone for strike number one, showing off that fastball at 94 miles per hour. Well, Dobbins is coming back from Tommy John surgery, which is never an easy task for any pitcher to come back from, as the 0-1 pitch just missed the inside corner, and the count will run even at 1-1. We got to see him in the last homestand against Columbia, pitched a few innings, pitched on the road last week against River Dogs, and the 1-1 pitch, runner takes off towards third, as getting in safely will be Romero. But a foul ball is called, so instead the count will go to 1-2, and Romero will have to trot back to second. The Salem Red Sox come in today's game with a big-time situation. They have a chance again today to go away with a tied share for the Carolina League North Division lead. They trail the Hillcats by one game in the division. The 1-2 pitch will be chopped to the left side. It's a Miller's glove over to Paulino. He makes the turn towards Gavadez, gets the double play. 5-4-3, and the Red Sox get out of the top of the first inning, but Delmarva is on the scoreboard first as Luis Valdez scores on the stolen base. So we'll get to see the Red Sox for the first time offensively when we come back on MILB.TV, and we'll also get our first look at the ninth starting pitcher for Delmarva and Shane Davis. Welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Bottom of the first inning, and the Red Sox will get their first look to respond to the Delmarva run they scored in the top of the first. It's Shorebirds 1, Red Sox 0, as Edison Paulino watched the first pitch go on the outside for ball number 1. So Shane Davis on the mound to get the start for the Shorebirds, a 22-year-old pitcher out of Chesapeake, Virginia, and he'll watch the 1-0 pitch go just below the zone for Paulino's sake, and the count goes to 2-0. 6'3", 180-pound right-handed pitcher, and Paulino swings through on the 2-0 pitch for the first strike on the night for Davis. Coming out of North Carolina Central, Davis was an undrafted free agent selection in 2020 as Paulino will put a chopper down the third base line, which will eventually roll foul, and the count will go to 2 balls and 2 strikes with nobody away. While on the season, Davis has struggled a bit for Delmarva. A 1-5 record on the wins and losses in 51 innings of work, allowing 42 hits, 23 earned runs, walking 24 batters and striking out 62, but a big development in his game has been the ERA. The 2-2 pitch just missed low and inside, and the count will run full for Paulino. A 5.65 in 2021, it's dropped to a 4.06 here in 2022. 3-2 pitch to Paulino, and he'll watch it go low for ball number 4, and the Red Sox have their first base runner of the game with the Edison Paulino walk. Let's take this time to give you guys the rest of the batting order today. Paulino with the leadoff spot, as we just saw him come to the plate. Brainer Bonazzi will now come up to the batter's box. He'll be followed by Blaze Jordan, the designated hitter, Nico Gavadas, the first baseman, Eduardo Lopez, the right fielder, Tyler Miller, the third baseman, and then the bottom three of the order, it's center fielder Carson Simas, catcher Jose Garcia, and left fielder Keir Meredith. First pitch Bonassi sees, he drives this out towards center field. Moving back is Dayson, who will make the catch for the first out of the inning. Paulino will not tag up from first base, and he will hold at first. Looking at how the Shorebirds line up today, Craig is out at left field. While Dayson returns to the lineup, we just heard his name. He's at center field. Acevedo back in the lineup and in right field as well. As the first pitch to Blaze Jordan will go low for ball number 1. De Leon is at third base. Ben Cosme is at shortstop. Valdez at second. Martinez at first. And the part of the battery tonight, it's Davis and Hernandez behind the plate, catching the pitches from Shane Davis. Jordan will bloop the 1-0 pitch out towards center field. It falls for a base hit. Paulino is thinking 3. Here comes the throw from center. The throw will be in time. Second out of the inning comes from a laser of a throw from Michel Desson. It was a perfect one to the third baseman of Isaac De Leon. Paulino kind of hesitated at second base, and he wasn't really too confident to go into third, and it may have cost him some costly seconds. So two outs on the board. Blaze Jordan picks up the single, which is the first hit of the game for the Red Sox, but that lead runner is out at third. So we'll now move down to the cleanup hitter and Nico Cavades, who will watch the first pitch go down the middle at 80 miles per hour for the strike one call. With that base hit, Blaze Jordan has now reached 60 hits on the season. He came in today with the sixth most hits in the Carolina League among qualified players. The 0-1 pitch to Cavades is eye level as the count goes to 1-1. 1-0 Delmarva lead over Salem here in the bottom of the first inning. The Shorebirds having Luis Valdez using his speed to score the game's first run. The 1-1 pitch to Cavades, and that one just misses above the zone again for ball number two. Cavades is the third best OPS in the Carolina League, a .963. He has 9 home runs this season, 36 RBIs. 2-1 pitch, and he fouls this back towards the screen, and the count's even at 2-2. So Blaze Jordan at first base after that single with one out. Paulino trying to get a little aggressive and going into third to get runners on the corners with one away is caught in the process. But now an even count. 2-2. Pitches away, but it's low for ball number three. Shane Davis trying to go with the fastball at 93 to end the inning as he's looking to be the first pitcher with the strikeout tonight. Full count pitch. Jordan takes off, and it's lifted out towards left field. Moving back to the warning track is going to be Trenton Craig. Looking up, it's gone. Nico Cavades, a 2-run home run, and the Salem Red Sox lead 2-1 in Salem. Welcome to the double-figure party, Nico Cavades, his 10th home run of the season. And the Salem Red Sox use a big bottom of the first to take the 2-1 lead. RBIs number 37 and 38 on the year for Cavades as well. That is a team best. He has been red hot this week. That is the third home run against the Shorebirds as Eduardo Lopez will come into the batter's box and take the first pitch upstairs for ball number one. That one was an opposite field drive just to the right of the Carilion Clinic scoreboard in left center field as Lopez will once again hold on a pitch that goes high and upstairs for ball number two. 2-0 count to Lopez, who went 1-2 yesterday for the Red Sox in his first appearance since June 2nd, and he'll hold on a 2-0 that comes hot but inside, and the count will go to 3-0. So although the Shorebirds strike first in Salem, the Red Sox find a way through in the bottom half of the inning to take a 2-1 lead. 3-0 pitch to Lopez. He watched it go the whole way to make the count 3-1. Now hitters pitch to Lopez, and this will go low and inside as it misses for ball number four. So the inning continues as now Tyler Miller, who bats sixth in the order today, will step up to the plate. Power hitting has just been Salem's DNA this year, folks. When you look at their batting average as a team, it's middle of the pack in the Carolina League, a .242 number. But when you put OPS in the factor, which is on base plus slugging, this team excels across the league, second best with a .742. The first pitch from Davis is a fastball high and in, and it goes for ball number one. The only other team in the Carolina League that's doing better is the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, and they had the Carolina League best record at the time, as Miller will shoot up the 1-0 pitch out towards right field, moving back and dealing with the sunlight is Acevedo, but he makes the grab for out number three. And what a wild first inning here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Shorebirds may have struck first, but the Red Sox will have the last laugh in the first inning as they take a 2-1 lead heading into the second. Hunter Dobbins coming out for another inning of work for the Salem Red Sox. That's up next here on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's the Red Sox 2. It's the Shorebirds 1. As we'll see 6, 7, and 8 due up here in the second. Michelle Aldeson, Roberto Martinez, and Steven Acevedo all going to come to the plate. First pitch from Dobbins is right down the middle for the strike one call against Deson, who hasn't really seen much experience this series for the Shorebirds. His only start came on Wednesday as he will reach out and put a grounder to the left side. Backhand by Miller. Throw over to Gavadez on the money for the first out of the inning. If you remember back on Wednesday in his first at bat, he got hit in the left hand. And he exited the game and did not return for Delmarva. Did not play in last night's game. He did come in for a pinch hitter on Tuesday, so probably going to get more of a full look today at Michelle Aldeson. So one up, one down for the Red Sox. And now Roberto Martinez, the first baseman, will step up to the plate. And he'll watch the first pitch go right down the middle at 94 for the strike one call. Martinez has been hitting great this series for the Shorebirds. A 4-8 against the Salem Red Sox. Hasn't been here with Delmarva too long as the 0-1 pitch will miss low for ball number one. Got the call from the FCL Orioles back on May 28th. And then the very next day, he had his first career home run against Charleston. The 1-1 pitch is swung on and missed. 95 from Dobbins, one of the fastest ones we've seen today from number 18. But the count goes to 1-2. Now Dobbins with another long look, steps in and fires. There's a slow roller back up to Dobbins, a two-hopper as he jogs over to first and tosses it into the glove of Gavadez for the second out of the inning. So a pair of groundouts have the second inning rolling for Dobbins and the Red Sox. So we'll see Steven Acevedo, the right fielder for the Shorebirds, come to the plate. Top of the second inning with two away, it is a 2-1 Salem Red Sox lead over the Delmarva Shorebirds in game four of the six-game set. First pitch by Dobbins is an off-speed that misses outside, and the count goes to 1-0. Good showing tonight by the fans. Of course, rain was in the area as Acevedo fouls off the 1-0 pitch back towards the screen to even it up at 1-1. But all that rain that we were anticipating on coming through the ballpark never came, and the fans noticed that and headed on down to the field. And it's been a great start for them so far, 2-1 Red Sox lead. 1-1 pitch to Acevedo, and he drives this down the first base line as it lifts over the netting into the seats to bring the count to 1-2. Not only that the rain was in the situation, but also the fact that a 25-minute rain delay we had. 1-2 pitch to Acevedo, and Dobbins puts the breaking ball right into the zone with a strike three call. It's Dobbins' first punch out of the night, and it gets us through a 1-2-3 top of the second. It is Salem 2. It is Delmarva 1. We'll head to the bottom of the second when we come back on MILB.TV.
here 2 years.
Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. First pitch on the way to Carson Simas is fouled back into the netting for strike number one. We'll get 7, 8, and 9 for the Red Sox here in the bottom half of this inning. A 2-1 Red Sox lead over the Shorebirds. It'll be Simas, Garcia, and Meredith. 0-1 pitch to Simas, and the breaking ball is into the zone for the strike two call. Well, two hits for the Shorebirds, two hits for the Red Sox so far tonight. A great display from Dobbins in the top half of this inning, and Shane Davis comes out and gets three pitches, three strikes, and the first out of the second with his first punch out of the evening. So Simas will go down swinging, and we'll now see Jose Garcia, who's looking for his first base hit of the week. An 0-5 performance on Tuesday, where he got the last minute start in place of Nathan Hickey, as the first pitch will go down the middle for strike number one. He came in and struck out four times in his five at-bats. Garcia watched the 0-1 go low for ball number one, so not only is he looking for his first base hit, but looking for his first on-base appearance as well. Here comes the 1-1. Garcia takes a swing at it, but misses, and the count goes to 1-2. Sunlight not playing that much of a factor in the early stages of this game today, with a 25-minute delay, as the 1-2 pitch to Garcia will be swung on and miss for strike number three. Back-to-back punch-outs by Shane Davis to start off the second. So two away in this 2-1 Salem Red Sox lead over the Delmarva Shorebirds. We're in the bottom of the second, and Keir Meredith will come to the plate. Mentioned about that sunlight only really factoring deep center field and bits and pieces of the right field area. So Meredith will swing at the first pitch, and he misses for strike number one. And Keir Meredith was on the development list for one whole day. He went on the development list yesterday, and he came off and got the start out in left field today. The 0-1 pitch misses low for ball number one to even up the count. Well, Meredith has been walked two times this week, but he is 0-6 today. And the 1-1 pitch on the off-speed will miss upstairs for ball number two. A 2-1 count with two away. Davis steps in and fires, and Meredith will watch the fastball just miss outside for ball number three. The dimensions here at the ballpark today, 325 to left field, 325 to right field, 401 to straightaway center. Hitters pitch to Meredith, and he'll watch it catch the upstairs edge of the zone with a strike two call. By the way, Keir Meredith, the poster giveaway today. We're in the Salem Beermongers jersey with a 90s background. The 3-2 pitch to Meredith, and it misses low for ball number one. So not only does he have a poster today, but he has his third walk of the series, and he has his first on-base appearance of the day as he trots on down to first with the walk. Actually, a very nice poster of Keir Meredith. Gotta love that Salem Beermongers jersey. Won in it last night with an 8-5 win over this Delmarva side. So we go back to the top of the order with Edison Paulino. He walked his last time up, and on the very first pitch he sees, he will swing and miss for strike number one. Now Paulino has been a great player for the Salem Red Sox this week. He has been our two-time Blue Eagle Credit Union Player of the Week, or Player of the Day, I should say, on both of the wins for the Red Sox as the 0-1 pitch misses low and away for ball number one. He might be the Blue Eagle Credit Union Player of the Week if there was that honor. But he has been phenomenal. I mean, him and Nico Cavadez have been tearing it up this week. 1-1 pitch to Paulino. He will swing but chops it foul down the first baseline right over by the Shorebirds dugout. And the count goes to 1-2. 2-1 lead for Salem. Meredith with a little lead at first base. A little bit aggressive as well. He takes off on the 1-2. It goes upstairs for ball number two. Throw down to second is not in time. Van Cosme's tag was just a little bit too late for Keir Meredith's slide. We mentioned that number one of the Red Sox had an incredible jump at first, but he gets in safe for his ninth stolen base of the season. He's a perfect 9 of 9 while stealing bases for the Red Sox. And the count will go 2-2 for Paulino with two away. Davis takes a look at Meredith, steps in and fires, and Paulino, a two-bouncer over to Valdez. He will scoop it up, fire it over to Martinez in time for the third out of the inning. A scoreless second for the Shorebirds as well as the Red Sox. We stay at a 2-1 ball game. We head to the third here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You're listening to Carolina League Baseball on MILB.TV. It's the top of the third inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Brian Hernandez set to lead things off as he drills the first pitch down the left field line and out of play for strike number one. 9-1-2 for the Shorebirds here in the third, so we'll get Luis Valdez and Frederick Benkosme as well. The 0-1 pitch, out like a busted barrel, is a slow roller to the right side. It's picked up by Paulino, and the throw to Cavadas is in time for the inning's first out. So that's our first look through the order by the Delmarva Shorebirds. A hot start by Valdez and Benkosme, but instead of it becoming a falling apart party for Hunter Dobbins, he has regained control. He has retired six of the last seven batters. The only one he got on board was a walk by Trenton Craig. So Valdez back up. Hot shot to Miller's left side, and it gets through for a base hit. It's the second single of the day for Luis Valdez. He got the first one with a bunt. This one came down the same way, but a lot more hotter for the glove of Tyler Miller. But it gets underneath the body of Miller out towards left field. It's a one-out single for Valdez, and he's back on the base paths. One of the fastest players on this Shorebirds side leads the Carolina League with stolen bases of 30. He got caught stealing once this series by Roberto Mayocano. As he takes off, and now the runner's in the pickle. It throws over to Cavadas, now over to Bonassi. The tag is made in time for Valdez. What a play by Dobbins. He went to go check in on Valdez, but he already took off towards second, and Cavadas has to throw it 90 feet to his right down the second, and Bonassi was able to read that play perfectly, get to the bag, make the catch, and assess the tag. So two away now in the top of the third inning, and we'll see Benkosme step up. First pitch is a breaking ball that goes high and inside, and the count goes to 1-0. So Valdez scored on his first plate appearance, and now Benkosme, a weird blooper down the third baseline, stays fair. Tough play for Miller. He steps up, makes the throw in time for the third out of the inning. That was a tough play for Miller. It was falling away from his body, but he got a glove on it, kept it in the infield, resettled, and made an excellent throw to Cavadas in time. It's another 1-2-3 inning by Hunter Dobbins and the Salem Red Sox defense. We go to the bottom of the third. It's Red Sox 2. It's Shorebirds 1 on MILB.TV. Welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It is the bottom of the third inning, and the Red Sox have a 2-1 lead over the Shorebirds. 2-3-4 due up for the Red Sox. Bonassi, Jordan, and Cavadez. First pitch on the way to Salem's number 19 misses low and inside to bring the count to 1-0. So some great defense in these last few innings of play after a great offensive start from both sides as Bonassi will watch the 1-0 pitch miss low and away for ball number two. Delmarva with three base hits on the day. Salem with two. The 2-0 pitch misses low for ball number three, and Bonassi now has a 3-0 count lead. He's 0-1 today. He popped one up to the center fielder and Deson back in the first. And he watches a 3-0 go all the way, but it misses low and out inside for ball number four. So it was a four-pitch walk to Bringer Bonassi, and he'll have a trot down the first base as Blaze Jordan comes to the plate. Fun fact, Bringer Bonassi is actually one of the most walked players in the Carolina League this season. He has 35 base on balls this year. That ranks sixth in the league, and he has his first one of the day. So Blaze Jordan, who picked up a base hit his last time up with a single, looks to replicate that as his second at-bat will start with a pitch that goes low for ball number one. Bottom of the third here at Salem, a 2-1 Red Sox lead over the Shorebirds. 1-0 pitch to Jordan, and that's inside, and the count goes to 2-0. So Shane Davis starts off this bottom of the third inning with six straight pitches that missed the zone. A 2-0 pitch from Davis, and it's fouled back towards the screen, and the count goes to 2-1. Well, talking around here at Salem, everything's about this game today, but also about the other games that are going around the Carolina League. It's a big week, and next couple of days will be huge for the Salem Red Sox as a 2-1 pitch goes upstairs for ball number three, which brings up a hitter's pitch to Blaze Jordan. Jim Fulton said we are on scoreboard watch these next few days. And that's certainly the case as we approach June 23rd, which is also known as the last day of the first half of the season. Davis checks in on Bonassi at first, but the tag by Martinez was not made in time. One of the biggest series we're watching out for right now is the battle between the Down East Ducks and the Lynchburg Hillcats. That game's in the top of the eighth inning. It is tied up at one apiece. Jordan will pop up the 3-1 pitch down the first baseline. It will bloop into the seats. And the count will run full at three balls and two strikes. So the payoff pitch to Jordan. And this is popped up around the same area as last time down the first base side. But it will get into the seats again. So if Down East were to win today's game, they would actually move within a game of the Hillcats in the division, but they would still be at fifth place. Just shows how tight the top of the division is. 3-2 pitch, and Jordan pops it up again. This will go behind the plate towards the right of us here in the press box, and the count will once again stay full. So a 1-1 game just about an hour to the east out in Lynchburg. Meanwhile, for the South Division, a big game out there. Charleston and Augusta, River Dogs with a 2-0 lead. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Jordan, and this is popped up down the right field line and out of play, and Jordan might be the fan favorite right now, folks. Four straight souvenirs off the bat of Jordan. And at this rate, they're going to have to try to find some new baseballs. What an at-bat it is between Shane Davis and Blaze Jordan. 3-2 pitch to Jordan. And this is popped up down the first baseline and out of play. Ain't that five in a row? Look at the count as well. It's three balls and two strikes. This might be one of the longest at-bats we've seen on the year. And now everyone's into it now. 10th pitch of the at-bat between Davis and Jordan. Steps in and fires away. And Jordan rocket down the left field line, but it's foul. This one does not get out of the playing area, though. It stays in the ballpark. And the left fielder, Craig, will come over and give it back to the bullpen. So, honestly, anything that Jordan sees right now, he's going to take a shot at it. But this is a impressive battle between a pitcher and a batter. Remember, no one out yet, just in here at the bottom of the third. Brandon Bonazzi with the walk, so he's on first. 3-2 pitch. Davis steps in. It goes low for ball number four. It rolls towards the backstop. Bonazzi will turn at second. He will hold as Hernandez recovers the baseball, but Blaze Jordan wins the battle. 11 pitches later, and it's the second walk of the inning and the second on-base appearance of the night for Jordan. Another game we have our eyes set on is down in Myrtle Beach as the Fredericksburg Nationals and the Myrtle Beach Pelicans playing a doubleheader today. They played the completion of last night's game that was suspended in the top of the fifth inning. They played the full nine for that contest as the first pitch of Nico Cavadez will miss low for ball number one. Fredericksburg had that 2-0 lead, and then when they resumed play in the top of the fifth, which actually was a 4-0 lead at the time, Baylen, they kept on adding those runs up. They got a comfortable 9-1 win over the Pelicans as the breaking ball by Davis will make the count even at 1-1 to Cavadez. So with that win, Fredericksburg, for the time being, is tied with the Hillcats in the top of the Carolina League North Division. Myrtle Beach suffers their first loss of the week. They still have a 2-game lead over the River Dogs. 1-1 pitch misses low to Cavadez off the breaking ball. The count goes to 2-1. The contest currently in battle. It's the top of the fourth inning. The Myrtle Beach Pelicans lead the Fredericksburg Nationals by the score of 1-0. 2-1 pitch on the way to Cavadez, and it will break low and inside for ball number three. So hitter's pitch coming up for Nico Cavadez. And I don't know if that game between Fredericksburg and Myrtle Beach will be 7 or 9. It might be 9 because there's been some times this in the past where we've seen games that got suspended towards the next game or next day have played the full 9. 3-1 pitch, and Cavadez holds on the hitter's pitch, but it finds the zone at 90 miles per hour for strike number 2. Any way that it is, the Pelicans have that 1-0 lead in the top of the fourth. Full count pitch to Cavadez, and he will pop this up foul just towards the left of us and out of play, and he'll stay at 3-2. Well, the last time we had a 3-2 count, it was Blaze Jordan, and he fouled off about 6 pitches in a row. Cavada's got his first foul ball right here. We'll see if he puts up a performance like Blaze Jordan did. 3-2 pitch to Cavadez, and it catches the zone on the upstairs edge for the strike 3 call. Shane Davis gets his first punch out of the inning and a crucial first out as Cavadez is retired and Eduardo Lopez is up next. So Bonassi still at second base, Jordan at first with one out now in the bottom of the third. First pitch by Davis, a breaking ball that catches the bottom half of the zone for strike number one. Other game we keep our eyes out for is the Carolina Mudcats Columbia Firefly series. That game yesterday was postponed, and their game here tonight is currently in a rain delay. It was scheduled for a 7:05 p.m. start as Lopez will swing at the high heat and miss for strike number two. So that game has been in a delay for over an hour now. We'll see if they're able to play tonight, but if not, it's going to be a pair of doubleheaders coming up between the Mudcats and the Fireflies. 0-2 pitch to Lopez. Davis fires away. Lopez, line drive right back to the first baseman, Martinez. Did he get the tag on Jordan? He did not. It was an impressive play by Martinez, and he tried to reach out and tag Jordan as he was trying to get back to first. But Blaze Jordan is able to avoid the tag out, dives back on the base safely, but it does turn into 2 outs in the frame. Good catch by Martinez. And Tyler Miller, who was 0 of 1 in the contest, he popped up towards the right fielder Acevedo last time up. We'll try to drive in some runs. First pitch he sees, he lifts this up towards right center field. Moving to his left is going to be Dayson, who makes the grab for out number 3. So after a pair of walks by Shane Davis, he's able to get 3 straight outs and get through the third inning to play. It's Salem 2. It's Delmarva 1. Middle innings up next here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Top of the fourth inning. It is 3-4 and 5. The heart of the order to go for the Shorebirds as Romero steps into the plate. Watches the first pitch fall into the zone for the strike one call. 0-1 pitch misses low for ball one, and the count is even. A picture-perfect night here in Salem Memorial Ballpark. A good start in the first inning offensively, but ever since then, defense has taken center stage as Dobbins fires a 1-1 pitch well above the glove of Garcia as it hits the net behind the plate to go 2-1 in the count. We were unable to give you one last score in the bottom of the third inning of the Carolina League as the 2-1 pitch from Romero just misses inside for ball number three. Kannapolis and Fayetteville, both of those teams, by the way, are out of the running for the South Division title in the first half of the season, but a 0-0 ball game in the bottom of the third. 3-1 pitch, Romero skies this up down the right field side. Cavadez is the one who comes down with the catch just out in shallow right field for the first out of the inning. So we'll now see Trenton Craig, who walked his last time up, will come up to the plate here with one away. Craig has found a home this week in this cleanup position for Delmarva. And the first pitch he sees will lift this up down the right field side, but guess who's right underneath of it again? It's Nico Cavadez. He makes the second catch of the inning. This one a little bit more shallow into the infield dirt, but it's two away after two straight pop-ups towards Gavadas' side. So quick work here from Dobbins and the Red Sox with two up, two down in the top of the fourth. A 2-1 Red Sox lead over the Shorebirds. Dobbins steps in and fires towards Isaac De Leon as he will foul this one down the right field side and into the seats. An 0-1 night for De Leon. He grounded out to a 5-4-3 double play to end the first, and he reaches out on the 0-1 pitch, and Chaz Patterson said he goes on the check swing, and he's down quickly in the count, 0-2. So here comes Dobbins' 0-2 pitch, and De Leon swings and misses as it's into the glove of Garcia. He assesses the tag for the third out of the inning. And for Hunter Dobbins, that's a second punch out of the game. And it's the third straight 1-2-3 inning by Hunter Dobbins and the Salem Red Sox. They are dealing as we speak. Bottom of the fourth up next. It's the Red Sox 2. It's a Shorebirds 1 on MILB.TV. Bottom of the fourth inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 7-8-9 is due up for the Red Sox. Carlos Acemas starts things off as he looks at the first pitch as it goes down the middle for strike number one. Shane Davis out under another inning of work as Acemas fouls off the 0-1 pitch off the glove of Hernandez to bring the count to 0-2. Well, Shane Davis made quick work of this part of the order last time up. He was able to get strikeouts on Carson Acemas and Jose Garcia, and he walked Keir Meredith. 0-2 pitch from Davis. It fires away, and it gets Acemas looking on the bottom outside corner for strike number three. So Acemas has gone down swinging and has gone down looking in today's start. And we will now see Jose Garcia come to the plate. Not only that is it another fireworks Friday night here at Curling Clinic Field, but it's also 90s night here at the ballpark as Garcia will lift the first pitch over the netting behind him for strike number one. He struck out swinging his last time up as well. So all the 90s festivities, multiple color schemes that are going together that you never thought would match with each other. As the 0-1 pitch is chopped foul down the third baseline, a big scoreboard out in right field. Can see all the array of colors in the backdrop for Jose Garcia. You got purple, you got blue, you got white. It's just a big color design out there at right center field on our scoreboard. Well, the 0-2 pitch on the way to Garcia, and he'll swing and miss for strike number three, and then two punchouts against the 7-8 order again from Shane Davis. His strikeout total has improved to 5 on the night and 2 away in this bottom of the fourth inning. Sam leads Delmarva 2-1, but it was also great as you get to hear all the 90s music. Some great music from that decade. First pitch on the way to Meredith. It's a breaking ball that falls into the zone for strike number one. Meredith walked his last time up. That came back in the second inning for the Red Sox. 0-1 pitch to Meredith, and will foul this back into the screen as the count goes to 0-2. A hidden gem in the 90s. I know the 80s gets a lot of love. I wasn't around much for the 90s, just about 2.5 months. So I didn't really get a full experience of the 90s, but it looked like a really fun time. 0-2 pitch on the way to Meredith, and he swings and misses for strike number three. And look at that, Shane Davis strikes out the side as we go into the fifth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's the Red Sox 2, it's the Shorebirds 1 here on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, top of the fifth inning. The Salem Red Sox lead the Delmarva Shorebirds by the score of 2-1, and Hunter Dobbins' night has come to a close. Not a bad performance, probably his greatest of the season, I should say, actually. Four innings of work, he allows three hits, one earned run, he walks one Shorebirds batter, and he struck out two in the process. So now it's time for Gabriel Jackson, who wears number 31 for the Red Sox, and His record has not been beautiful this season, a 2-1 win-loss record, but he comes out of the bullpen with a 2-1 Salem lead. First pitch is on the way to Deson as it misses low and inside for ball number one. So we'll get 6, 7, and 8 part of the order in this frame here for Delmarva. He grounded out towards Tyler Miller the last time up as Deson will watch the 1-0 pitch drop into the zone for strike number one. Jackson has an ERA of a 6.37, and this is only the third bullpen appearance by Jackson on the year. Deson a three-hopper towards Bonassi at shortstop. He'll fire it across to Cavadas in time for the first out of the inning. That throw was a little tough there for Cavadas. He had to reach out a bit towards the left side to try to make that grab. Or actually, matter of fact, it would be his backhand side towards to the right. But he was able to keep his right foot on the base long enough to get the first out of the frame. So two ground outs by Michel L. Deson to left side of the infield will bring Roberto Martinez up to the plate. First pitch on to Martinez. It goes low inside on a fastball by Jackson to make the count 1-0. Well, Jackson has 41 innings of work underneath his belt, 43 hits allowed, 29 earned runs allowed. He's walked 14 batters, and he struck out 32 as he misses again on the 1-0 pitch as the count goes to 2-0. The 2-0 pitch on the way to Martinez, and it goes low for ball number three. Jackson's opponents at the plate hit 256 against the right-hander for Salem. A 3-0 count here to Martinez. Jackson steps in. It goes upstairs, and it's a four-pitch walk. And that's the first base runner the Shorebirds have had since Luis Valdez singled back in the third. So now Steven Acevedo, who struck out looking back in the second, which ended the frame, will step up to the plate. Remember, guys, it's a 2-1 ball game. One swing of the barrel can change this one around as the first pitch from Jackson goes eye level for ball number one. So maybe this is something we're going to get to see more of. Gabriel Jackson had plenty of starts this season, 9 to be exact, as today's his 12th appearance for the Red Sox. As the 1-0 pitch by Jackson will be fouled off of Acevedo, and it hits him in the back of the right leg. Seems to be okay as he steps right back into the batter's box as the count goes to 1-1. And maybe Jackson becomes this middle bullpen pitcher for Salem. With Dobbins coming back from Tommy John surgery, you look at the rotation, usually a five-man rotation on six-game series as Acevedo hot shot to Miller's side. He scoops it up over to Paulino, fires it to Cavadas. It's another 5-4-3 double play, and the Salem Red Sox hold on to their 2-1 lead over the Delmarva Shorebirds. So they walk the batter Martinez, but they're able to get their second double play of the game. And this one gets us into the bottom of the fifth at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Red Sox 2, Shorebirds 1. Bottom of the fifth up next. Welcome back to Salem, Virginia. Bottom of the fifth inning, the Red Sox lead the Shorebirds by the score of 2-1. It's the top of the order for the Red Sox as Paulino will step in and will hold on the first pitch as it misses the zone for ball number one. Shane Davis is out for another inning of work here for the Shorebirds, but you have to think he doesn't have much left in him. 75 pitches coming into the inning as Paulino will foul off the 1-0 pitch towards the on-deck circle of Delmarva, make the count 1-1. Looking at Shane Davis this season, his pitch count has reached up to the high 80s at one point, his most on the season of 86, as Paulino will foul the 1-1 pitch up just to the left of us, bringing the count to 1-2. His most recent performance was 81 pitches, 4 innings of work, so he has that much today, and he can get a little bit more if he's able to get the first out of the inning, but Paulino will chop the 1-2 pitch, foul down the first baseline, to stay alive in the at-bat. An 0-1 night for Edison Paulino. He walked in the first inning and grounded out in the second. 1-2 pitch to Paulino. He will reach out and have a two-hop over to the shortstop of Ben Cosme. He steps in and fires a throw to first just in time for out number one. Ben Cosme has not been testing all too often today. That's actually the first ground out that has gone his way. But he's able to make good work of it and get the first out of the inning here in the bottom of the fifth. So Brayer Bonazzi will now have his time at the plate, and Shane Davis will fire in a breaking ball that catches the zone for strike number one. 0-1 count to Bonazzi, and that's the same as what he's done today. 0-1 day. After popping out to center field in the first, he walked in a leadoff role in the third. The 0-1 pitch goes upstairs and it misses to the outside to even the count at 1-1. And now Shane Davis is gripping his right elbow. So the training staff and Joe Hauchemacher, the pitching coach for the Delmarva Shorebirds, will come up and take a look at Davis's right arm. Right after he fired that breaking ball, you can just tell that he was in a little bit of pain out on the pitcher's mound as he was grabbing that elbow, and I just hope that it's nothing too serious for Shane Davis, as unfortunately it looks like his night has come to an end early as he will walk back to the dugout. So a 1-1 count to Brayer Bonazzi with the base paths clear with one away here in the bottom of the fifth. The Salem Red Sox lead the Delmarva Shorebirds 2-1. We'll step aside here on MILB.TV, and when we come back, we'll have the name and information for the new pitcher for the Shorebirds next. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It is the bottom of the fifth inning with one out. It's a 1-1 count for Brayer Bonazzi as Thomas Girard is in for the third time this series. The 1-1 pitch of Anansi will be a two-hopper over to the left side of Valdez. Falling away, makes it a throw to first base, and it gets through Martinez towards the dugout. It was a tough play at first base, and the throw really was not on the money, as Hernandez will go out and tag Bonassi, just making sure that he did not take the turn towards second base. Ellie Melton said he did not, so Bonassi will be safe at the bag. They're going to count that as an infield single for Brainer Bonassi, and that seems to be in that area. Looks as if it would have been really close if Valdez was able to make that throw to Martinez in time, but the throw was just never really as perfect as what the Shorebird second baseman was hoping. So now Bonassi is one of two on the night. And now Blaze Jordan will come to the plate. And the first pitch you will see is going to be a fastball that goes low for ball number one. But instead it actually caught the bottom half of the zone. My apologies there. So the count is 0-1. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Jordan. He reaches out, line drive. It gets through for a base hit toward the left side. Bonassi will stop at second base. Jordan at first. He has a second single of the night. And with one away, runners on first and second for the Red Sox. So Nico Gavadez will now look to try to get in on the fun. Two base hits off of Thomas Girard. He's one of two today, Gavadez. He had that two-run home run back in the first inning, which have given the Salem Red Sox this 2-1 lead. We haven't seen any run production from either side since. Girard's first pitch to Gavadez. It's going to be a breaking ball that catches the zone for strike number one. So Girard pitched yesterday for the Delmarva Shorebirds. And in that performance, he only went two-thirds of an inning. So it's not like he was used a lot. It's a double steal will go. Here's the throw to second to try to get Jordan out. And the tag is not in time. Jordan slides feet first in. Bonassi gets the third. Now two runners in scoring position. But the count will go 1-1 to Nico Gavadez. Van Cosme put his arms in the air after Elliot Melton said the runner wasn't safe. He thought he got the tag down on Jordan, which would have been out number two of the inning. But the infield will creep in a little bit now with one out and runners on second and third. First pitch to Gavadez will actually be the third pitch, but it's going to be fouled off the bat at Gavadez, and the count will go to one ball and two strikes. A picture-perfect sunset here tonight at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Hardly any clouds in the sky on this Friday evening. 1-2 pitch to Gavadez, and this will be fouled off his foot as it rolls back towards the pitcher's mound, as the count will go to one ball and two strikes. So looking at Shane Davis's final stat line, 4 1/3 innings of work, 2 hits, 2 earned runs allowed. He walked 5 batters but struck out 6. And that ERA we were talking about, how it's been on the decline this season for him, which has been great for pitchers, it goes a little bit more down, a 4.07. So a 1-2 count, but first Gavadez calls for some time. Girard pitched back on Tuesday for the Shorebirds, and that wasn't a pleasant performance from him. 1 hit allowed, 3 earned runs allowed, and walking 4 batters. 1-2 pitch to Gavadez, and this is sky down the right field line. It could be a moonshot if it gets out of here, but it will stay in play as the catch is made by Acevedo. Here's a throw towards home, and sliding in safe is Brainer Bonassi. It was a spectacular throw from Acevedo at right field. It needed no bounces to home plate, but it was a little bit to the left side as Hernandez had to reach out, and by that time he made the catch. Bonassi was already sliding safe behind him. Jordan tagged up from second as well, so he gets the third, and so it will be a sacrifice fly for Nico Gavadez, and now he has all 3 RBIs tonight for the Salem Red Sox. Well, Lopez, who is 0-1 tonight, wants to keep the offense going for Salem as he will watch the first pitch miss outside for ball number one. Blaze Jordan at third base. Got a stolen base. By the way, that's only the second stolen base by Blaze Jordan. So not often we see 24 try to take a base or two as Lopez will swing on the 1-0 pitch and he misses for strike number one. For Bonassi, that was actually stolen base number 8 of the year. And look what happened. You say aggressive, which Luke Mons has done repeatedly this season, and it pays off for the third run of the game. 1-1 pitch to Lopez. Hot shot down the first baseline will go foul. And the count will go 1-2 to Salem's number 15. An 0-1 night for Lopez. He walked in the first inning. And then he lines one out to Roberto Martinez at first base in the third. So one ball and two strikes. Gerard looking in, steps and fires away. And Lopez will try to reach down the breaker. And he can't connect as it hits the back of the glove of Hernandez for the first strikeout of the day for Thomas Gerard. But the Salem Red Sox extend their lead with a sacrifice fly by Nico Gavadas to score Brainerd Bonazzi. It's the Red Sox 3. It's the Shorebirds 1. We'll come back for the top of the sixth inning here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, top of the sixth inning. The Salem Red Sox lead the Delmarva Shorebirds 3-1 here on MILB.TV. Gabriel Jackson out for another inning of work. This will take a long time and will fire the first pitch on the way to Hernandez, who will pop this up foul just to the left of us here at the press box. 9-1-2 is set to go here in this sixth inning of play as Garcia will jog on up to the pitcher's mound and talk with Gabriel Jackson. We do have a score update to give you guys. The Down East Ducks defeat the Lynchburg Hillcats 3-1. A two-run top of the ninth inning is able to give the Ducks a big-time win over the Hillcats as the 0-1 pitch misses low for ball number one. So what does that do for the Salem Red Sox case? Well, it actually means that the Red Sox can be tied for first in the division with the win tonight. They currently lead 3-1. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Hernandez as he swings and misses for strike number two. Jackson's first inning of work was rather successful. He grounded out Dayson, then walked Martinez, but the infield was able to turn a double play with Tyler Miller, Edison Paulino, and Nico Cavadas to retire the frame. The 1-2 pitch by Jackson misses low and away, and it even counts here for Hernandez, the catcher. An 0-1 night. Grounded out towards Paulino back in the third. Here's a ground ball right side. It gets through for a base hit. And the leadoff batter is on for the Shorebirds with the single. It's the first base hit since the third with Luis Valdez. And coming to the plate as we speak is Mr. Valdez himself. A 2-of-2 night for the leadoff batter for the Shorebirds. He bunted his way to a single back in the first, and then he hit a line drive hot shot to the left side of the infield back in the third. He's got a runner on first base. He actually represents the tying run as we speak, and the first pitch he sees, grounder right side, it goes through for a base hit. It's a third single of the night for Valdez as Hernandez holds up at second, and the first two batters are aboard. So after the Red Sox extend their lead a bit in the bottom of the fifth inning with a run to make it a 3-1 ball game. Delmarva has been put on high alert now. Her offense is rolling after a pair of base hits And we'll see what Felipe Rojas Jr. does at the third base spot. It's now Frederick Benkosme. He will show bunt, and he will pull back on the pitch, but it goes into the zone for strike number one. As actually, I believe Patterson may have pointed at Benkosme, so it actually was him holding the bunt stance for a little bit too long. But anyways, the count is 0-1. The corner infielders are creeping into the grass part of the infield as the 0-1 pitch from Jackson misses low for ball number one. Still pretty windy out here at the ballpark. Most of the time it's been blowing out towards left center field. 1-1 pitch. Jackson does a double take at the base runner Fernandez. He steps in, and this is driven out towards left field. Meredith moving back, makes the catch in front of the warning track for the inning's first out. Hernandez and Valdez will hold at first and second, and one away here in the sixth. So now Noelbert Romero, 0-2 today, grounded out in the first, popped one up in the fourth. We'll try to contribute to this good start to the sixth for Delmarva. First pitch on the way to Romero, and it's inside for ball number one. First right-handed batter we have seen this inning to go against the right-hander in Jackson. 1-0 pitch, and this is going to be put down the third base side. It will go fair. Miller tags the bat at third, throws it over to first in time. It's another double play by the Salem Red Sox defense. It's the third of the game, and it gets us through the top of the sixth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Two leadoff singles by the Shorebirds. No runs coming across on the board. It remains Red Sox 3, Shorebirds 1. Bottom of the sixth up next on MILB.TV. It's the bottom of the sixth inning here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and it's 6, 7, and 8 due up as Miller's first pitch, a fair ball grounder to the right side that is perfectly played by Martinez, and he's able to step on first for out number one. Well, that didn't take long for Thomas Girard to get his first full inning pitched on the week. He went two-thirds innings on Tuesday, two-thirds of an inning on Thursday, and now he's had that full inning as you had that two-third from last inning and the first third from this inning. So 0-3 now is Tyler Miller, who is continuing to have a poor performance this week here for the Salem Red Sox, looking for him to snap out of that 0-14 stat line here against the Shorebirds as Carson Simas will watch the first pitch miss low and away for ball number one. 1-0 pitch to Simas, a big swing and a miss to even the count at one ball and one strike. Simas is 0-2 today with a pair of strikeouts. First one coming in the second swinging. And the second one came in the fourth inning looking. 1-1 pitch to Simas, and he fouls his back towards the screen. And the count will go to one ball and two strikes. Fans sticking around here at Salem. Around 73 degrees Fahrenheit is the temperature right now. Almost like a cool spring evening. As the 1-2 pitch to Simoes will go upstairs, and the count runs even of 2 balls and 2 strikes. A 180 hitter on the season is Carson Simoes. He's out at center field tonight for Salem. He has 8 RBIs on the year without a home run. As does he go in the check swing on the 2-2 pitch, and Chaz Patterson said he did. It was a breaking ball that was going low and away, and Simoes could not hold back on the swing. As he goes through, he goes down for the third time tonight at the plate. So 2 up, 2 down in the top, the bottom of the sixth inning. It's a Salem 3-1 lead over Delmarva. A 2-run advantage that was built in the bottom of the fifth after a sacrifice fly by Nico Cavadez. And on the very first pitch that Garcia sees, he swings and misses for strike number one. So 0-1 count with two away. Girard fires again, and Garcia swings and misses again for strike number two. Girard already had 2 strikeouts tonight. 20 pitches thrown, 16 of them have been strikes. Now an 0-2 pitch at Girard, and Garcia swings and misses for strike number three. Pretty perfect inning there from Thomas Girard. Didn't have to throw too many pitches in this frame to get the 3 outs, but he does it in an efficient manner, and we go into the seventh here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's the Red Sox 3. It's the Shorebirds 1. We're going to the clutch innings here as Gabriel Jackson will come out for his third inning of work on the night. That's up next on MILB.TV. It's the middle of the order here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in this top of the seventh inning. Trenton Craig, Isaac DeLeon, and Michelle L. Dayson as Craig will lift up the first pitch he sees out towards shallow right center field. Calling off the second baseman Paulino is Lopez as he makes the grab for out number one. Craig drops to 0-2 to the night as he has gone down with a pair of pop-ups. The first one going to Nico Cavadez and that most recent one going to the right fielder and Eduardo Lopez. So now Isaac DeLeon, who has had a great week for Delmarva, but he's been quite quiet tonight for the Shorebirds, an 0-2 performance, as the first pitch by Jackson gets the outside edge of the zone for strike number one. Jackson is yet to throw a strikeout today, but we've seen him now throw 24 pitches as DeLeon will pop up the 0-1 pitch down the right field line as it heads over by the pavilion area where there's just one kid sitting. Well, that one kid is going to get that baseball because he was in the only spot where no one was at. 0-2 pitch. It's a grounder over to Bonazzi. A scoop and a throw in time for out number three. And Bonazzi making great work at the shortstop position. We've seen him today be a big factor for this Red Sox side. Of course, plenty of double plays today. Bonazzi has been a part of much of those. As Paulino has taken the turning the for-two responsibilities. But Bonassi still gets credit for being great at that shortstop position. First pitch today, Son was low and outside for ball number one. 0-2 night for the Shorebird center fielder. Grounded out in both of his at-bats. The 1-0 pitch will be skied down the right field line and into the seats as the count will roll even at one ball and one strike. Two away here in the top of the seventh. It is Salem 3, Delmarva 1. Jackson fires a 1-1 pitch. This is the right side. It goes through for a base hit. It's going to be a two-out single for Michel L. Deson, and it keeps the seventh inning rolling, and Deson has his first base hit of the evening. So the tying run comes to the plate in Roberto Martinez, who walked his last time up. 0-1 of the day, though, with that ground out towards Hunter Dobbins back in the second inning. So Jackson will fire the first pitch of the plate, and it goes upstairs and wide for ball number one. Take this time to update you guys on another Carolina League game that has our attention. The Myrtle Beach Pelicans, they lead the Fredericksburg Nationals 3-0 as the 1-0 pitch catches the upstairs edge of the zone for strike number one for one ball and one strike. So now I'm not a math major, but if these results hold as we speak, the Red Sox would be tied for the Carolina League North Division lead. 1-1 pitch, Martinez with a big swing, and he misses on the breaking ball as he goes down 1-2 in the count. Well, Jackson has looked great so far in this relief appearance. 2 2/3 innings of work. And has just thrown over 30 pitches. Runner takes off, 1-2 pitch, and it's foul tipped into the glove of Garcia for strike number three. It's the first punch out of the night for Gabriel Jackson, and he moves us into the seventh inning stretch. It's the Salem Red Sox 3. It's a Delmarva Shorebirds 1 here on MILB.TV. Bottom of the seventh inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Salem Red Sox lead the Delmarva Shorebirds 3-1 as we'll go 9-1-2 in the bottom of the seventh with Keir Meredith, Edison Paulino, and Brainer Bonassi. Meredith tonight 0-1 as he struck out his last time up. Shows bunt as he puts this down the third baseline, but it will go foul, bringing the count to 0-1. Nick Richmond is the new pitcher in for the Delmarva Shorebirds, which means Thomas Girard's night has come to an end after an inning and 2/3 innings of work. He gave up two hits, one earned run, did not walk any Red Sox batters, and struck out three in the process. And this is also the second time we're seeing Nick Richmond this week. He pitched almost a, actually he did a perfect inning back on Tuesday afternoon. 0-1 pitch to Meredith, fastball down the middle for strike number two. So an 0-2 count. As Richmond is going to try to pick up where Thomas Girard left off, as Meredith, a two-bounce hopper to DeLeon at third base. He will fire in and make the play in time to Roberto Martinez for the first out of the inning. So that's our third time through the order of the Salem Red Sox. And we'll now see Edison Paulino come to the plate. So one last opportunity, you have to imagine, for the Red Sox to really build the insurance that they need with this top of the order. An 0-2 night for Paulino. First pitch on the way from Richmond is swung on and missed for strike number one. Paulino's had a phenomenal week. Meanwhile, looking at Nick Richmond, this is his third appearance for the Delmarva Shorebirds. He spent 2021 with the FCL Tigers as Paulino drives the 0-1 pitch out towards left field. Will be a tough play for Craig. Leaps up and can't make the grab. It goes off the wall. Paulino at second base. Craig picks it up. Paulino will move back to second, and he'll have a one-out stand-up double. Well, Paulino was thinking for a moment, hey, I might want to make this one a triple, as Trent and Craig collided with the wall. He was a little slow to get back up as he's leaning over, maybe a little bit of pain right now. But as he looked up, Craig made a great recovery, fired a pretty good throw back in. And that caused him to stay at second base. Lost my train of thought there. Well, remember that other time where Edison Paulino tried to get to third base, and he was caught in the process after an amazing throw from Deson. Bonassi takes the first pitch low for ball number one. And now Richmond will step off of the mound. So that double is the first base hit we have seen from the Red Sox since the Blaze Jordan single back in the fifth. And now a 1-0 pitch. Bonassi, red-hot shot into the netting down the third base line. Folks, that's why they added a net right there. That was powerful off the bat of Bonassi. So with that foul ball, the count goes to 1-1 with one away. Here in the bottom of the seventh, it's the Red Sox 3. It's a Shorebirds 1. Pitch is away, and Bonassi will watch it fall in the zone for strike number 2. 1-2 night for Bonassi. A single back in the fifth. He walked in the third, but the night started off with a pop-up towards center field. So it's consistently gotten better for Bonassi, but he's down 1-2 in the count. Richmond takes a look at Paulino, steps in and fire. Bonassi will swing and miss on the breaking ball as he goes down swinging for the second out of the frame. Nick Richmond has his first punch out of the night. So Blaze Jordan, who is 2-2 tonight, moving back up in the order a bit. He's number 3 in it tonight. He's been at 5 as of recently, as Marcelo Meyer has been batting 3rd in the order. First pitch of Jordan, a big swing, but he misses it for strike number 1. And take a look at Jordan's numbers. I mean, that batting average is now sitting at .282. I think in a matter of days, folks, or maybe even by the end of the homestead, that thing will be around .300 as Jordan will watch the 1-1 pitch go low for the count to go 1-1. Two away with Edison Paulino at second base after that one-out double. He's in the scoring position and could be a big insurance run for Salem here in the late innings. 1-1 pitch to Jordan. This is hit to the right side. A two bouncer scooped by Valdez. The throw over to Martinez in time for out number 3. So Paulino gets the extra base hit, but the Red Sox are unable to bring him across to extend their lead. So we'll go into the eighth with a 3-1 Salem Red Sox advantage over the Delmarva Shorebirds. It's going to be another inning for Gabriel Jackson here in the eighth, and he will go against the 8-9-1 part of the order when we come back on MILB.TV. Top of the eighth inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Gabriel Jackson will start things off against Steven Acevedo. First pitch is seized. It's a grounder over to Paulino at second base. He will pick it up and fire it over to first in time for out number one. And I haven't been counting these first pitch off the inning breaks that lead into outs, but we got to be almost cross one hand at this point. We have jumped right back in and have gotten a quick out to get the inning going, but it's been good for the Salem Red Sox as it's able to get one out here in the top of the eighth. Brian Hernandez now at the plate. The catcher for the Shorebirds tonight will watch the first pitch go low for ball number one, which brings the count to one ball and zero strikes. We'll also get to see Luis Valdez, who stands on deck right now for the Shorebirds, a perfect 3-of-3 night. 1-0 pitch from Jackson, and it's just outside for ball number two. Well, Jackson has been the only pitcher to come out of the bullpen tonight for Salem, and we're into the eighth inning, which has shown some great work. 2-0 pitch from Jackson. That just misses up and away for ball number three, and the count now reads 3-0. Rio count, Jackson steps in, and this goes outside for ball number four. A four-pitch walk to Brian Hernandez gets his second on-base appearance of the night. He sits at 1-2. He had that single back in the sixth, and the Shorebirds looked really great in that inning. After the single by Hernandez, Valdez followed up with a single as well. But then the Red Sox are able to get an out and then turned an inning-ending double play. So the tying run for the Shorebirds comes to the plate in Luis Valdez. Hernandez at first base with a little bit of a lead. Jackson fires the first pitch right down the middle for strike number one. For folks wondering about some of the other Carolina League games that are in action, keep in mind the Carolina Mudcats and the Columbia Fireflies have just gotten underway. It's in the bottom of the first inning as the 0-1 pitch of Valdez will get through for a base hit to the right side. It's a 4-4 night for Luis Valdez. Four singles for the Shorebirds. And he's been automatic at the plate. And with that single, it moves Hernandez into scoring position. And Ben Cosme, who is 1-3 tonight, will come up with a crucial at-bat for this Delmarva side. Jackson takes a look at second, does a double take, now fires away. First pitch Ben Cosme sees is a chopper down the first base line. That will dance foul to bring the count to 0-1. Three-one Red Sox over Shorebirds. Delmarva is actually out hitting the Red Sox tonight. Seven hits compared to Salem's five. 0-1 pitch. Jackson steps in, and this goes low and outside for ball number one. The count goes even of one ball and one strike. And the game has gone final down in Myrtle Beach. The Pelicans defeat the Fredericksburg Nationals by the score of 3-0. 1-1 pitch to Ben Cosme. This is popped up towards right field. Lopez will come in to make the grab for a big second out. The runners will hold at first and second base, and we'll see Noel Burt Romero come to the plate with two away. The designated hitter for the Shorebirds is 0-3 tonight. He grounded out into a fielder's choice back in the first, popped up in the fourth, and then grounded out in the sixth, which was that double play which ended the inning for the Shorebirds. Jackson fires in, first pitch Romero, left side, picked up by Bonassi, fires it to second, and the tag out is in time. They got Luis Valdez on a two-out dash, and as Paulino gloved it right before Valdez slid in safe, it brings the inning to an end. Man, what a break there from the Red Sox. They could have been in some big trouble, but the defense comes away with it once again after a great throw from Brainer Bonazzi falling away from second base. So one last chance for the Red Sox to build on this 3-1 lead as we go to the bottom of the eighth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. It looks like we're going to get Nick Richmond again for the Shorebirds when we come back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's the bottom of the eighth inning here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Red Sox lead the Shorebirds 3-1 on this Friday evening. Andy Losey from the Salem Red Sox broadcast booth. It's going to be the middle of the order here for Salem as Nico Cavades will swing on the first pitch and miss for strike number one. A great night for Nico Cavades. One of two to be exact. A home run back in the first inning. He struck out looking in the third and got a sacrifice pop-up to right field in the fifth. Cavades takes another big hack at the 0-1 pitch, but he foul tips it into the glove of Hernandez to bring the count to 0-2. So Richmond set on the rubber, will step and fire away on a fastball that will go low and inside for ball number one. So with the Red Sox with a two-run advantage, they're going to have Cavades, Lopez, and Miller looking to extend this two-run advantage and gain a little bit more insurance on the lead. 1-2 pitch to Nico Cavades, and he fouls it off as it hits off the home plate. So the Salem Red Sox, with the win, can improve to 31-30, which would tie Lynchburg and Fredericksburg, as Cavades will swing on the 1-2 pitch and miss for strike number three. And Nick Richmond has the second punch out of the night, and he gets the first out here in the eighth. So Lopez, who is 0-2, will come to the plate with the base paths clear and one away. First pitch on the way, and Lopez will hold it as it goes the whole way through for strike number one. He started off the game with a walk back in the first, lined it out in the third, and then went down swinging in the fifth. He pops up the 0-1 pitch, possibly a can of corn, as the first baseman Martinez will get underneath of it on the infield grass for out number two and make the catch. So he lined one out to Martinez, and now he pops one up to Martinez down the right side. So here's the chance for Tyler Miller to get one more at-bat in today's game, you would think. 0-3 day, to be exact, on the series is 0-14. Here's a chance for him against Nick Richmond. First pitch, it's blooped up down the third base side. Moving back and making the grab is Isaac De Leon. He makes a catch in foul territory, and it's a 1-2-3 inning from Nick Richmond. And if you're the Delmarva Shorebirds, you couldn't have asked for a better performance in the eighth. But the question is now, can the Delmarva Shorebirds get that offense here in the ninth? They are down 3-1. Jackson will be into the game to pitch for Salem. And for the Shorebirds, they'll have the middle of the order coming up in the top of the ninth. That's next here at Salem Memorial Ballpark on MILB.TV. It's the top of the ninth inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and Jackson fires a fastball that's foul-tipped into the glove of Garcia for strike number one. Okay, so it's Trenton Craig, Isaac DeLeon, and Michel L. Deson. It's a 3-1 Red Sox lead over the Shorebirds as the 0-1 pitch misses low and inside for ball number one. It's an even count of one ball and one strike. The Red Sox picked up an insurance run back in the fifth to give them a 2-run lead as Craig will have the pitch go up the middle, scoot by Paulino. He steps and fires the Gavadas in time for out number one. Well, that has been a player that's been red hot this series that the efforts of Hunter Dobbins and Gabriel Jackson have done well with. 0-3 of the night for Craig. And we'll now move to Isaac DeLeon, who's also been a great batter for Delmarva. If you guys remember last night, he had a 2-RBI double for the Shorebirds to get their night going. First pitch on the way to DeLeon is low and inside. It's able to miss the right leg of DeLeon, fortunately, and the count goes to 1-0. 0-3 night for DeLeon. Jackson steps in, and this will go down the right field side. It goes through for a base hit. It bounces out towards right field. Lopez is quick to get to the line and scoop it up. So DeLeon will stop at first base. But with that one-out single, it brings the tying run to the plate for the Shorebirds. You're wondering when DeLeon was able to get his offense going. He's only around a 190 hitter on the season for the Shorebirds, but this week he has been great. So now Deson, the center fielder who singled his last time up, will watch the first pitch go low and inside for ball number one. 1-3 night for the Delmarva center fielder. Grounded out in his first two at-bats, and then he finally came through with his first on-base appearance of the night in the seventh. 1-0 pitch to Deson. This is a fastball outside to bring the count to 2-0. Salem leads Delmarva 3-1 here in the top of the ninth inning. Already one batter retired after a Trenton Craig ground out. The Salem Red Sox need two more, though, to improve above 500. 2-0 pitch on the way, and Deson will have a grounder down the third base side. It's in the Miller's glove off the two hops, but it's ruled as a foul ball. Or it's not. It actually is not. Deson never took off to first base. The home plate umpire and Chas Patterson just walked down the third baseline, which home plate umpires usually do when there's a ground ball in the infield. And so Tyler Miller makes a throw to Nico Gavadas in time for the second out of the inning. And now Felipe Rojas Jr. is talking with Chas Patterson, our home plate umpire. He said that it was a foul ball. It was within the batter's box. So the base runner of Isaac DeLeon will advance from first to second. So he moves into scoring position, but now there's two outs on the board. And for a moment there, the ground ball went to Miller's way, and he was confused. He was saying, do I throw it to first base or not? He eventually did, and it was a smart thing that he did because it was an out. So Roberto Martinez has the last chance here for Delmarva. He swings on the first pitch, and it chops it foul down the first baseline to go down 0-1 in the count. 0-2 night for Martinez. His only on-base appearance came with the walk back in the fifth. 0-1 pitch to Martinez, and it's just outside for ball number one. Martinez using that left hand to say, yeah, it's a little bit out there, Chas Patterson. But the count is even. One ball and one strike with two away. Runner on second base with DeLeon. The pitch is away, and that is down the middle for strike number two. And the Delmarva Shorebirds are down to their last strike. The fans here at Salem Memorial Ballpark starting their applause. One more strike for the Red Sox to grab their third win of the week. Jackson will reset the mound. The pitch clock will reset to the 18 seconds. Jackson takes a look at DeLeon. He steps in and fires. And this is driven down the third baseline and foul. So we'll see another pitch for Roberto Martinez. Red Sox up 3-1 on top of the Shorebirds. Isaac DeLeon is at second base. The tying run for Delmarva is at the plate with Roberto Martinez. The applaud picking up again here in Salem. 1-2 pitch. Jackson fires and it goes low and away for ball two. So we'll go deuces wild on potentially the last at-bat of the game. An 0-2 night for Martinez. Struck out swinging in the seventh. what will happen here in the ninth. Time is called by Martinez at the plate, so Jackson and pretty much everybody will reset out on the field. And a 2-2 pitch is in the works. Jackson takes a long look, steps in, fires. Martinez will reach out, ground it back to Jackson. He fields it perfectly and makes the throw to first in time for the third out of the inning, the 27th out of the game, and the Salem Red Sox defeat the Delmarva Shorebirds 3-1 to move up 3-1 on the series. The Red Sox improved to 31-30. They are now tied with the Lynchburg Hillcats and the Fredericksburg Nationals in the Carolina League North Division, and the Fireflies win tonight over the Mudcats, then your Salem Red Sox are tied for first place in the Carolina League North Division. Well, this game got started with some crazy offense. Luis Valdez and Frederick Benkosme got it going with a pair of singles in the first, and then eventually, on a double steal, Delmarva was able to score their first run of the game. Scratch that, actually, their only run of the game. After taking a 1-0 lead in the top of the first, Nico Cavadas hit his 10th home run of the season, a 2-run blast out towards left center field to give Salem a 2-1 lead. And then great performances today by Shane Davis and Hunter Dobbins in the starting pitching positions kept us scoreless until the bottom of the fifth inning, where the Red Sox were able to add an additional run in the game thanks to a Nico Cavadas sacrifice fly out towards right field to score Brainer Bonazzi. That brought the score to 3-1, and then great bullpen pitching from both sides today. Thomas Girard and Nick Richmond were phenomenal out of the pen for Delmarva, and Gabriel Jackson got 5 innings of work and a relief appearance, and he was amazing. I mean, Jackson has had its times this season where he has struggled to be locked on, but out of the bullpen, 5 innings of work, only allowing 5 hits, 2 walks, and striking out 1. So the Salem Red Sox win today's game over the Delmarva Shorebirds by a final score of 3-1. The fans can go home happy knowing the Red Sox are back above 500, but especially with this fireworks show that's about to get underway. The Salem Red Sox and the Delmarva Shorebirds will play Game 5 of the 6-game series tomorrow night at 6.05 p.m. right here on MILB.TV. Well, the Red Sox won a long game yesterday, an 8-5 win over the Shorebirds. They win a game tonight that lasted under 2 hours. One of the fastest games we've had on the season. But for the Salem Red Sox, a win is a win. What a result by the Red Sox. They improved to 3-1 on the series, 8-2 on the season series, with a final score of 3-1. Andy Losey signing off here from Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Red Sox win 3-1 over the Shorebirds. Have a wonderful rest of your Friday night, and we'll see you tomorrow on Saturday night from Salem Memorial Ballpark.